Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. And what a great show I have for you today. So sit back, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Joe Greatley. He is the CEO and co-founder of Pets Best Life. And he has a fascinating story to tell you about himself. And you're not going to believe what he invented. It's amazing. Welcome, Joe. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me very much, Michelle. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your program.
Oh, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because you invented something that just about every pet parent has heard of.
Well, that's right. I was very fortunate. I actually grew up on a small farm here in Missouri, so I started taking care of animals before I started going to school. And so along the way, I got introduced to many animals, fed many animals, earned 3 degrees from colleges of agriculture across the country, basically. And then I worked for the federal government for 18 years. I don't learn very fast. It took me, you know, that long to learn enough to get out and do some things on my own. And so in 1996, we have two sons, my wife and I. We've now been married almost 52 years. It'll be 52 within less than a month. And so we had these two Samoyed dogs. Our two sons each had one. Absolutely gorgeous dogs. Very, very good dog, but they had one big problem called halitosis, or bad breath. And so this went on for quite a while, and they were really bad. They would make people leave the deck of our house if they were visiting, and the dogs came up. So my wife got this idea that since I had been managing research for 18 years for the federal government, that you know, virtually by the snap of my fingers, I could solve this problem. Well, I had no idea how to solve the problem, or so I thought. Turned out that I got some really good help from our dentist. He did some research for me at the dental library and gave it to me. And I went through that, picked out a few things that looked like they'd possibly be helpful, and a couple things that I knew from my background in the ag community. And we put that together, and I started giving it to the two dogs. And I learned really quickly, like the first day, that I could start a fight on demand. All I had to do was put one bowl out, and the fight was on. So I didn't do that anymore. I gave them two bowls. And so we're going along here, and I'm really doing this, trying to make sure I get my wife settled down and get some things. And more interest in doing that, actually, than thinking that I was going to solve a problem. But about 2 weeks later, maybe a little less, Judy came to me one morning. She said, "You know how much better Ivan's breath is?" And I said, "Well, no, not really." So went over to the door and called the dogs. They came running up, and I gave them some of the material that I'd put together. And by gosh, smelled their breath, and we had them about 75% cleaned up. And so we took that and started running with it. And about that time, the federal government called and said we had to move back to Washington, D.C. area. And I had not a real good idea probably to tell me I have to do something. So I actually fired Uncle Sam in response. And we had nothing. We just had this crazy idea about this pet treat, and we went off and did our best with it. Got a board-certified veterinary nutritionist to look at it and help us with it a little bit. And we started off, and we went 3 years without any income, which isn't exactly ideal. But all of a sudden, it started taking off like crazy. And we went to a trade show out in Long Beach. I think it was a predecessor to Super Zoo, but I'm not positive. And we went there with a goal that we wanted to come back with $50,000 worth of orders. That was 2 months of production capacity for us. We went out there. A guy we had helping us wrote to, we don't know how many, 3-4 dozen people and told him he was working for this little company, had a great product, and they should come by and visit us. That marketing resulted in having people around the 10-foot booth on three sides, three and four deep, for 3 days. We came back with $150,000 worth of orders for what is known as greenies.
Yes, who doesn't know about greenies?
Yeah, I mean, if you walk into a PetSmart or Pet Supplies Plus or a Petco today, you are going to see greenies. I can guarantee that. Now, we sold it in 2006 to Mars. We had a tremendous run. Everything just kind of went right for us during that period, practically. And we had a 5-year stretch where we grew at 70% per quarter.
But you didn't stop.
No.
So your latest invention is Longevity 15?
That is correct. We've had a little interlude that we also did yummy combs on that, but that's not for now. But Longevity 15 is very interesting, Michelle. This is something that I think people ought to write down on a little piece of paper and stick it somewhere, because I think you're going to see the name of Stephanie Van Watson. She is a veterinarian and an epidemiologist, and she worked for the U.S. Navy for a while and was doing research for them. And she, through her research, came up with a C15 molecule that is absolutely amazing. It now has met the criteria to be an essential fatty acid. That's the first one in 90 years or since omega 3 and 6s came out. And it has some properties that are really interesting, like 3 times the benefits, cellular benefits, as omega 3s. And it's also looking like, it's not fully proven, but looking like that it really is a nutritional deficiency in virtually all mammals, including humans and dogs. And that work was done on dolphins. Stephanie has, through her work and supplementing the diets of dolphins, has dolphins living about 80%. No, you didn't hear me wrong. That's 80%.
An 80% increase in their lifespan.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's why the name Longevity 15. And she's worked on this project for over 20 years now. And just back in March 25th, actually, Simon & Schuster came out with a book, and it is called The Longevity Nutrient. I wish I could show it to you. It says, "The unexpected fat that holds the key to healthy aging." And that healthy aging is basically mammalian wide. And so there's really some powerful science going on in this. And what's interesting to me, and they have spent a lot of years at universities studying and stuff, but in these years that she's been working on it, there are 40 patents issued and over 100 peer-reviewed papers on the C15 molecule, which is the basis for both a human product and our Longevity 15 for dogs now. The human product is called Fatty 15. You can find it at fatty15.com. I've been on it for a year. I have been sleeping much better. My wife has been on it, and she has better stamina. And we had a sad incident, very sad to me. I had a very, very good Australian Shepherd. She was only 4 years old and apparently came from a line of dogs that have a gene that allows, causes, whatever, these dogs to get mouth cancer. And I had to put her down a couple of months ago, but that dog was amazing. The vet said that last spring that she thought if Tilly lived until August, that would probably be about as good as I could expect. I started giving her C15, and we kept her until March of this year. So we got about another 8 or 9 months out of the dog, but unfortunately, I don't have her anymore. So that's kind of the basis and the background for this. I'll let you take the lead of where you want to go from here.
So Fatty 15, okay, when I first read this, I'm not a scientist by any means. First thing I thought is Fatty 15. It reminds me of when you're in college and you gain the freshman 15. So it's a good way to remember it, you know, Fatty 15. But what does it helps? I know it helps protect cells and tissues and it's good for aging. How does it do that in a simple way so that all of us that are not scientists can understand?
Yeah, I didn't do any of the science on this myself. Dr. Ben Baltzan has done that. And her husband is retired from the Navy, and he works with her now. And he is a medical doctor, so it's a pretty powerful team. But, you know, what it does is it really helps keep the cell's membrane around the cell stronger and healthier so the cells live longer. And if the cells live longer, then the animal, be it a person, a dog, or whatever, has the opportunity to also live longer. It's interesting because I worked primarily when I was with the USDA with oil seeds. And so most of the oils will go rancid after a time. But this C15, it's a lipid or an oil type material, does not seem to be susceptible to becoming rancid, which is what typically happens with oils, and you have to stabilize them some. With this, it's actually a powder, and it's very stable on its own, and it's resistant to this. It's called lipid peroxidation or rancidity. It has no smell, basically, none of a fishy smell or anything like that. Has virtually no taste. And it's a white powder, so it has some pretty good physical properties that are pretty easy to work with. But it has really powerful scientific components that are associated with it.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
As your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Chris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth, and yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Joe Rately. He is the CEO and co-founder of Longevity 15. So we've talked a lot about the science of how Longevity 15 works. How do you introduce it to your dog? And how do you decide if your dog needs it? Is it good for elderly dogs, dogs that have ailments, dogs that are maybe prone to? What about if they're breed is just prone to certain medical issues? Would Longevity 15 help? Like, for instance, you know, shepherds have a lot of hip issues. Spaniels tend to have ear problems. You know, can it be helpful for something like that?
We don't have all the answers on that, but the general answer is for everything that we've tested, we have gotten good results in terms of longevity, the dog being able to live longer. And maybe more important to me is to not just live longer, but live with a much better quality of life.
Okay. So I have a question for you. I know you don't have all the answers. Nobody ever does with science. There's always, you know, other circumstances. Let's take boxers, for example. So boxers typically don't live a really long life. They generally have lived to about 9 years old. If you had a boxer and started your dog on longevity 15 when it was young, could that possibly increase the dog's lifespan?
Yes, I think the probability is very good that would occur, Michelle. We haven't been in long enough to have every breed test and everything, but from the data that I have seen, I would feel quite confident in saying that virtually any breed, but the ones that have shorter lifespans or have particular issues that this can help, it will help in those kind of cases, in the vast majority of cases. I am just very impressed by the molecule and what it does. It is, as I said a while ago, three times the cellular benefits that omegas have. And we all know how important omegas are. So it does that. It just makes the cells stronger, and it kind of helps the bad cells repair themselves, is what the science is showing. And it allows the cells to be more energized, and that's very important too. And so this cellular benefit really has the opportunity for long-term health improvements in terms of quality, and I believe in terms of how long a dog can live. And the best example I can give is the one I was telling you about a while ago, where our Aussie Shepherd lived about 9 months longer than the vet thought that she would.
Well, that's always good news, and your dog can live longer. How should you introduce Longevity 15 to your dog? How do you dose it?
Okay.
Powder, right?
Let me back up a half a step here. For Fatty 15 for humans, that is a pure molecule material. There is virtually nothing added to it other than a capsule to hold it. Dogs are a little differently because we got to figure out how we make them consume the product. So we put some good palatability enhancers that make it taste good for the dog in there so they will eat it. And we put a little fiber in with it so that we can share the product. It comes in a little sachet, and we size the sachets for five different weight categories of dogs so we can meter this material to the dog at the rate that the dog needs for the weight that it is to get the right amount in there that it can actually do what it's supposed to do without giving it more than it needs to have. So metering is very important. Feeding for the right weight size of dogs is very important too. So that's kind of the way it is. It is a very fine, almost powdery-like material. It comes in a little sachet packet, and we just say, feed it at mealtime.
At mealtime, okay.
Yeah. And one a day.
Is this something that you should check with your vet? I know most of the time people will always say, check with your vet because you never know. Or is this Fatty 15 is so good and so beneficial for your dog that good for all dogs?
I would always say check with your vet before you do virtually anything.
Very good.
I would be very confident to basically say that I don't have any evidence that it is not good for any dog, but I don't have any factual basis actually to say that. But what I have seen has been very, very positive.
That's incredible. Tell us a little bit about Yummy Combs.
Okay. Yeah. You get me on my other topic of great interest. So when we sold Greenies and Pill Pockets to Mars, we had a 5-year non-compete, so Judy and I couldn't do anything in the pet arena during that time. And so we were growing so fast that I had ideas, but I didn't have time to implement them. So after we were able to get back in and start doing some things in the pet arena, I had this idea that I wanted a product that would do three things for dogs that I think are just super important. First, there is this almost an epidemic level of gum disease amongst dogs these days. 80% of dogs over the age of 3 have some form of gum disease. If you calculate that out, that means that we have 54 million out of 89.7 million dogs that are suffering from gum-type diseases. So that's number one. Second one is there's all these dogs that are gulping and choking or having bowel obstructions or something like that. I wanted something that would address that and help that issue. And third, we all know that a lot of dogs are overweight. And I want, because that can shorten the dog's life, you know, 2-3 years just because they're overweight and the quality of life. And so I was able to be very blessed, to be honest with you. I was thinking about these things and how I could put that together in one product. And I also love dried fruit like apples and peaches and cherries and things like that. And I have about 80 trees. And I was out mowing one day and our dog at the time was running alongside the tractor with me and there's a few bees buzzing around my head. And I just totally out of the blue sky had this brilliant idea that if I would take a shape that, if you would think about a hockey puck being wide and flat, and then you take that and make it hexagonal, and then on the top side of that, we put basically cells like in a honeycomb and the bottom side too. And that allows us to do many things. There are 10 firsts in yummy combs that have never been done before with the dog treat. Probably the most impressive one from my perspective is we were able to have independent third-party 3 board-certified dentists run a study, clinical study for us, and we were able to remove 26% of hardened tartar from dogs' teeth. Interesting fact that went along with that, I was driving to work with one morning. I had the radio on, but I wasn't really paying much attention. All of a sudden, I heard somebody talking about gum disease, and my eyes or ears perked up, and the gentleman who was on, I don't know whether he was a vet or not, but he was obviously in the pet arena, said it's impossible for a treat to ever remove tartar from a dog's teeth. And 60 days later, we had proven that we could actually take off about 26% of tartar from teeth. And that stuff was hardened on the teeth because we just took dogs from out people's homes and had them bring them in and ran the tests and things on it. We also got a 45% improvement in fresh breath. And so we've kind of got that one. Then we went on. We've got 4 innovations in yummy combs that deter the dog from gulping. And they also help deter breaking the material down into soluble material that the dog doesn't get choked on it that way. So there's 4 innovations there. Then on the nutrition side, I would say that we have some of the best nutrition out there today, easily. We've reversed the protein to starch ratio, which I think is very important, 20-fold. So we are delivering 44% protein in yummy combs and less than 7% starch.
That's really exciting, especially since most pet parents will try to brush their dog's teeth, but it's always a challenge. And I remember back when my doggies are now in doggy heaven, but prior to that, I remember it was always a battle. And, you know, we did the annual cleanings, which always made me nervous because they have to be put under. You know, vets are always careful, do all the blood work, but still, I don't like to do that. But it's hard to keep their teeth clean, even with the brushing. And years and years ago, before all this great stuff was invented, I remember a vet told me to use hoofs. And I don't like the idea, but it cracked my dog's tooth. Then I went to the doggy dentist. So having yummy combs available for pet parents is fabulous. And greenies.
Yeah, Michelle, I really appreciate you talking about the broken tooth because we do something else that I don't know of anybody else in the pet arena is doing. We actually measure and prescribe the hardness of yummy combs because we want it hard enough to scrape calculus off, or tartar, whichever you want to call it. But we don't want it so hard that we're going to break teeth. So I have what I call my interstate rule for that. Minimum speed, minimum hardness is 45. Speed limit upper is 70. And that's a Rockwell hardness measure. It's used in steel all the time. And we measure it and keep that Yummy Combs product in that range so that we can do those things that I haven't seen anybody else be able to conquer those yet. And we've been very blessed to be able to come up with that. And then we do one other thing with the obstructions. We have an ingredient in there. We call it Slick'em. It's a secret sauce of ours. But it's amazing stuff because with water or saliva wetting a Yummy Combs piece, in less than 15 seconds, it gets lubricated, basically, and gets very, very slick. And the natural reaction to a dog with something in its throat is to cough. So it will normally, if there's a piece lodged, it will just come flying out of the mouth, or it can slide down into the stomach, but the gastric juices work to dissolve it quickly there too. So in 35 minutes, it's basically softened and on its way to dissolving and digesting.
Oh, fantastic. Where can people find out more and where to buy Longevity 15 and Yummy Combs?
They're both on our website, petsbestlife.com, and it's available in stores. Yummy Combs are available, PetSmart, Pet Supplies Plus, Amazon, Chewy, a number of independent pet stores and vet clinics. So that's more widely. We're just getting Longevity launched. It's going into PetSmart this fall. It is coming on Amazon real soon and on Chewy also. So we're working that. We have some distributors not only in the United States, but we have them in Canada also. And
oh, so fantastic.
The best place to get information, I will actually give people, Michelle, three things to look at on this. And the fourth one would be the book, if you want to do that, the Longevity Nutrient. But if you go on the website, www.fatty15.com, that is a commercial site for purchasing Fatty 15 for human use. Then there's another website. It's discover15.com. That's the science behind the product. And then we have a site, longevity15.com.
So you get plenty of information. Okay, I have a question for you just as we're running a little bit out of time, but one quick question. How long would you like to see dogs live? Because average is about, it varies, but average is about like what, 12 to 16?
Yes.
And I mean, I wouldn't mind my dogs living the same lifetime as myself. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but what would you like to see? Dogs gain another 5 years at least?
If we could get dogs to live another 5 years on average, I would be very pleased with the results because, you know, if you think about that in dog life, that's about 35 years of human life equivalent. So that's where I would, about 5 years would be very good from my perspective. I think it'd make a lot of people happy. I love dogs very much. I am not real fond of cleaning up pee and poop from puppies. I like to play with the puppies, but I don't like the other end of that. So having to do it fewer times is attractive to me. I tell people for many, many years now that the good Lord willing, I kind of plan to live to be about 150, and I have good genes. My wife makes me eat pretty well, and science is increasing the time we can live very much. And Longevity 15 is going to be a very, very important part of that from my perspective. I think over the next decade or so, you're going to hear a great deal about C15. I have been privy to some of the research that's going on that Stephanie is doing and seeing the results, and they will shock your boots right off of your body.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing this amazing information.
Anytime. Glad to do it, Michelle. Thank you for having me, and hope that everyone has gotten a little something out of here, even if it's just a few little nitpickets that you can put in your basket and grow your knowledge about dogs and how to treat them is a win from my perspective.
Well, again, thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope everyone enjoyed the show. That was Joe Greatley. He is the CEO and co-founder of Longevity 15. And there's a plethora of information in this show. So hope you listen well, or hey, listen to it again. Who isn't all about living longer, living better, right? For us and our fur babies. I want to thank my audience for listening to Best Bets for Pets for all these years. Thank you so much. Thank you to my guest, Joe Greatley, for coming on the show. Thank you to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Thank you to little Chloe, that was my tester for Longevity 15. And of course, a huge thank you to my producer, Mark Winter. The show would not be the same without him. Thank you so much, Mark. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.